As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times, we say good morning to Frankfort City Councilman Joe Palmer.
Joe, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing, man. We're doing good. So everything great in the world of the Frankfort City Council these days?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of it still by viral and on the internet, YouTube, and stuff like that. But it seems to be working.
From the city side of things, and from since you're also the Main Street president, how are we handling reopening?
Well, it's still going to be slow. I know that there's a lot of people out there that, and I'm one of them, really would like to get going and go back out and into the public more. But we've got to do it at a slow pace. If you watch the statistics, we're climbing still about every day till we peak out, maybe start a downward slant on that one. We still got to protect people.
How in your mind, how are the businesses downtown and around the area, for that matter, how have they responded to this so far?
Well, it's been tough on all of them. That's their livelihood. That's how they make the money, how they pay their bills, that kind of stuff. And when you bring them to a screeching halt like this, it's been really tough on them. The Redevelopment Commission put together that emergency relief package. We picked 20. We had almost 40 applications, so we could only support 20 of them, and we tried to stay as close to the mom and pop organizations that was their livelihood and that were completely shut down to try to help. So we knew that there was a lot more out there that needed help. We just unfortunately couldn't do it from our side. Ken Stevens has worked tirelessly on this with the merchants, trying to help them get through all the red tape through the government. And we've done everything that we can. Wish we could have done more,
Do you think we are now getting closer to being ready to the next stage, or are we still think you're kind of floundering around in stage one or two, whatever we're in?
I think that we're, everybody, the experts seem to think that there will be a second wave of this stuff. I think we've got to go back slowly. It was nice last night because, my grandson is up here and my wife and myself and along with the grandson, we went out, sat down in a local establishment last night, had, dinner and, that's the first time I've done that for quite a while here lately, it seems like. So, and they were really, very nice in how they handled everything and the distancing, distance of people. And, they're still doing a lot more of the, pickup than they are seating. But, it still was nice to go out somewhere else and eat.
Kind of nice to get out of your normal realm of not doing a whole lot here, isn't it?
You're right. And, it's been supporting, trying to support, because these people have hurt too, all these businesses, even though that a lot of the restaurants was open for carry out, their businesses was still way down. And trying to support the locals as much as possible. I've always tried to do that. That's where we're at.
What advice would you give everybody right now to help us keep moving along?
Well, I go back to the time when we lost power back in the ice storm back in the 90s, and everybody was great. WILO kept us going. But then when it started getting to the close time when people started getting their powers turned back on, then it got kind of nasty because everybody wanted to well, why has my neighbor got power and I don't, you know? And it's kind of the same thing on this. As we slowly open up, they won't think it ought to go back to normal. And I don't know if it'll ever be normal for a while.
Okay. Anything else you want to add, Joe, before we let you go?
No, I appreciate the call.
We appreciate your time. And, Kevin, you got anything to
report? No, that's, I just wanted to get it covered and get Joe's perspective on the city. We do appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
Take care, Joe. I'll catch you later.
Bye, Ken. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day. Part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times.